let DMX take care of it, all right?
It was pretty good.
Ho, ho! A national goof-off day. Hey, you know what I was thinking? Huh. You know what movie I haven't seen in, well, probably since I watched it the first time and only time?
What?
A Goofy movie. Remember that movie?
Classic, dude.
I don't think I've seen that since we watched it in, like, school.
That was definitely,
or
like,
whenever we watched it.
A movie I enjoyed as a youth.
It's a,
but it's
a good movie, isn't it?
It's probably been, like, 20-odd years since I've seen that movie. Yeah.
You know, I understand it's a cartoon, but it's still I remember it as a solid movie.
Yeah. It's Bigfoot! That's what that's from. Yeah.
Just remember the scene where he's fishing. He's trying to teach his son how to fish.
The perfect cast.
Cast, that's right. You're right.
Yep. And like I think I mentioned this the other day, Pauly Shore is in that movie. He voices the guy with the, you know, that's, oh my God. That's who your glasses reminded me of. I got to send you this real quick.
Oh, no.
Pauly Shore, Goofy
like the round
movie.
Round ones?
Yes, Goofy movie. 1995 classic. Images. This. I wish I would have remembered this the other day. Hold on, I'm going to send this to you.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Save image.
You know, I've already taken a beating with these glasses, all right? I don't need to.
Wait, hold on.
You should pile on more beatings.
I don't know if this is going to work. Damn it. Hold on. Let me just share it. I'll share you.
Well, share me the image. Let's get to the
Hold on. You got to see this. Hold on. You got to see this. Here we go. Here we go. I want you to see in real time what you look like.
Ah, come on, man. No, exactly that character.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's what those glasses reminded me of, and I couldn't think of it until now.
Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Yeah, man. The Leaning Tower of Cheesa is what it was. Classic. But, yeah, that's what those glasses reminded
me of. Thanks. I appreciate that.
You reminded me of a character with a mullet in a Goofy movie.
That looks ridiculous is what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, now that that is put to bed, we can move on, folks. It's time for everyone's favorite bit. Let's do it. Stupid Quickies. Let's kick it off with this. A judge in Arizona has been charged with super extreme DUI.
Wow, what's that? What?
For reference, a BAC of 0.20 and above is classified as super extreme.
Extreme. Yeah, so you're drunk at that point.
She was above a 0.20. What's the limit? 0.08 to drive.
Right, to drive.
And now you're at 0.20 or above.
Yeah, that's not a good look. Your license is revoked. You're not judging anybody anymore, that's for sure.
My God. Like, look, I enjoy a cocktail just as much as the next guy, but there's got to be a point where just stop for the day. I mean, you're there. You're drunk.
Here's the thing. We're almost to the point in our lives to where we're not going to have to worry about DUIs anymore. We're just going to be picked up by robots and they're going to take us everywhere. Just hold out for a few more years. Get the Uber for a few more years.
Just a couple more. Just, yeah. Maybe
hold on.
Maybe avoid the super extreme DUI. And I'm not making, that's the title they gave it. The cops gave it. You are drunk, madam. Hey, I got a DUI over the weekend. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a super extreme DUI. Wow. That's not good.
That's not good, lady. Not good.
What about this? A new study says people who watch pornography, porno, are more likely to have lower relationship stability and less satisfaction in relationships.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It's taken away. It just numbs your brain to it.
There's a line. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like hours in, all right? If you're on page 9 of Pornhub, you back off a little bit, all right?
Right. I'm not saying a day of it.
I'm not saying a skin flick every once in a while isn't nice and it gets the old engines revving, but, you know, if you got bags
like
under your
else,
eyes and
though.
A swollen forearm, you know?
This goes for everything across the board. Too much of anything is not good.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, I'm telling you, you can have too much of it.
Yeah.
Take it in doses.
Well, try telling that to 13-year-old Brock who found porno. All right, that was
tough.
That was tough. What do you mean I can't have more? I need it. On LimeWire, downloading viruses left and right. Gotta have it, man. Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I will say, a couple times I've gotten to like page 3, and I'm upset with myself on that. I'm upset.
Start
with
questioning your life.
Yeah, page 3. At page 3, you're like, ooh, this is bad. Lastly, champagne corks kill around 24 people a year, meaning they cause more death than sharks in the water.
Don't look down the barrel of anything.
Now look. Period. I don't want, yeah, whether it's a gun or a champagne bottle.
Champagne bottle.
Now this may sound morbid, or maybe I'm being mean, but like if I was at a funeral, okay, and we're there and I'm talking like, hey, so how'd Andy die?
He got smoked by a champagne cork.
What?
Peak missed.
He was celebrating New Year's and just boom, bro.
What did Andre the Giant shake that thing up? Gee.
Like I might giggle a little bit. Did Andre the Giant shake that thing?
Ah.
You got a lot of bubbles built up in there. Wham! Like what? And so now here's the thing. Okay, real quick. Is it the cork hitting them, or is it like the cork hit them and then they fell off like a five-story balcony and landed on their head?
Multiple different stories around it, but there is an instance where the cork just smoked somebody in the noggin.
Got them just in that sweet spot?
The right spot, you know?
God, what? I mean, I'm going to giggle a little bit at your open casket. What if someone at the funeral pops open champagne and was going, no! What are you doing? Too soon, man. Too soon.
Well, don't get smoked by cork bottles.
Yeah.
You know?
Watch out. Watch out. New Year's Eve just got way more dangerous.
It really did.
All right. There you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. Your comedian for today is Greg Hahn.